Today, this poem is not a poem, but a wheat field. An old man, you are sitting by a window when you realize this. A wind seems to blow through the wheat of these words. This poem is unfolding, ripening in your hands. James Reese.
Christine Brandl is a writer and photographer. Her poetry collection, A Wife is a Hope Chest, was published by Brain Mills Press in 2017. She writes a column on comedy, teaches writing at Ivy Tech Community College, and is also a hospice volunteer. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Christine, what poems have you brought us?
The Day I Became Golden. Deep in a field that was not ours, I heard a barbed fence call me by someone else's name. I moved in the wheat and stood before the wire. It told me to hold it like I had never held anything before, and the electricity bent my knees until I was bowing down. For moments, I shook there on another family's land. When I finally could pull free, I put my palms to the ground and rubbed the earth. In red, I wrote some other daughter's name, and the fence said, "Yes, Deborah, now go wash in the creek." Unwisdom. She was born at the mouth of a river. A daughter can go days without a mother, but always she returned, a quiet home with the one of water. Her thighs like a rock, she bent down against the stone, deliberating. A father buried here, a father buried there. Purple flowers released bees, they released her. But she could not go. She could not fly where the bees go. Hidden behind moss, she itches her skin and it broke. On the inside, she is blue, an open wound. A needle froze in her arm. She looked up at the doctor's sterile face. It stung like a father's knowing look. It said, "I've seen your worse now. I know." There are things she learned that others did not. She saw the waves crash through her forehead. She watched a family change. She ate a matchstick. She's in a flower now, waiting quietly for young girls to pass. Cinematic. "Oh, you silly little, just a boy. She can pick you up and move you across the floor. There's a mark there. Did you hit it when he pretended to hit you, like someone once did not pretend to hit her? You act like you are clever, but she is the one who solved that puzzle. You act like you love, but her heart is bound with twine. You act this way, that way, because you are an actor. She is not. She lives. She speaks on telephones. She hits glass and it breaks. She writes. She beats metaphors like corpses until they no longer breathe, and her poems end like suicides." Discussing a poem. Another poem about the bad husband, the one with the beard said. "It could be a sister," suggested another one with a beard. "Or a lover," said the one who always insisted on saying the word lover, just to make people feel uncomfortable, which he did for other reasons. "The sounds sound good," said a girl, pretending she understood a world she didn't. They decided an image symbolized a heart, so they dissected it. They scribbled their lines and words over the poets until finally they asked the professor for his take. The poem is about my dead wife, the professor thought. All poetry is.
You've been listening to the poetry of Christine Brandl on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rabinus-Dorsey.